But if we're on some sort of female health issues this morning, why don't we talk about the right breast cancer treatment, no matter your age? What's best for one woman may not be right for another. We'll also find out about something called genomic testing. And we have with us Dr. Deepa Halaharvi, a breast cancer surgeon at Ohio Health Breast and Cancer Services, as well as a breast cancer survivor herself. And we have a breast cancer patient, Jennifer Merzdorf, joining us. She is the CEO of Young Survival Coalition. We'll find out about that and things that are happening in this realm. Ladies, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Bruce.
Doctor, let's start with you, first of all, by defining to us what early stage breast cancer is and how has it been treated up until this point?
Yeah, I also wanted to let you know that I'm from Columbus, Ohio, so not too far from you. So
right. Go Buckeyes.
Yes. Early stage breast cancer, so that is a non-aggressive stage 1 or stage 2 breast cancer, and 1 in 8 women in the United States gets diagnosed with breast cancer, and really the early stage breast cancer is the most common breast cancer. Up until now, we treated breast cancer with a combination of either surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, endocrine therapy, and targeted therapy. In the last decade, we made huge strides in treatment of breast cancer. And so Oncotype DX is a genomic test that looks at the genetic makeup or the biology of the tumor and gives the woman a personalized score that tells a woman if it's beneficial to get chemotherapy or not. And this is the only test that's predictive of the benefit of chemotherapy, and it has really changed the way we practice medicine and take care of women with early-stage breast cancer.
How was that test done? What do they do?
This test actually looks at the genetic makeup of the tumor, and usually we send off, after I perform the surgery on a patient, we send off a part of the specimen to California where they look at it, and they tell us, they give us a score that goes between a 0 and 100, and they tell us whether this person would benefit chemotherapy or not.
Jennifer, how young were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 36 years old when I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
And tell me a little bit about that when you heard the news and what's been the process so far since then.
So my mother actually was diagnosed 9 months before I was, which is certainly part of the story when we're talking about age. And, you know, as a young woman, the tendency, at least this was almost 10 years ago, was to do chemo and do everything you could because of my age. But I had a fantastic doctor, and she suggested that we do the Oncotype DX test. And the score came back very low at 17 out of 100. And basically what that meant was that, you know, I would probably lose my hair and get really sick from chemo, but it wasn't really going to help me fight cancer. So we chose a different path.
Doctor, what are the other options then? We always think of chemotherapy, something to kill that the cancer. What's the other treatment that goes along with this?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, depending on the stage of the cancer, you know, surgery is one way to treat a patient. Then radiation, depending on the kind of surgery women opt for. And then there's endocrine therapy or anti-hormone therapy. And then there's also targeted therapy for breast cancer.
Is this a common way to treat it now, or is this one of those things where you have to bring them up to your doctor or have to be a prepared patient?
So that's a great question. Oncotype DX is part of the national guidelines on treatment of breast cancer across the world. And so this should be part of the treatment plan. And so that's one of the main reasons I'm here, is to empower women and educate women to ask their doctor about this test. And this is for women who are hormone receptor positive early stage breast cancer. And you want to bring that up to your doctor if the doctor is not ordering it for you,
Jennifer,
regardless of your age.
Jennifer, can you tell me a little bit just about the Young Survival Coalition? What was the passion behind this, and what does it do?
Yeah, so Young Survival Coalition, also called YSC, it's a national organization that supports young adults that have been affected by breast cancer. So either the patient itself and or the co-survivor, the individual going through the journey with the young patient. And we focus on education. We focus on community. We want to ensure you know that you're not alone as a young breast cancer survivor and that you have all the information you need to partner with your doctor. And so that's what YSC. YSC is 21 years old this year.
Oh. And what is the No Matter My Age site in this campaign all about?
So nomattermyage.org is a great place for everyone to go as you're hearing this. Certainly as, if you're driving to work, when you get there, throw in the URL and check it out. Learn more about if you are dealing with breast cancer or know someone who is, and just to make sure you're getting all the right answers to questions about age and breast cancer.
Doctor, what about sort of the protocol to know whether this might be something that is affecting you? You know, sort of those self-tests, things like that, is still that part of the protocol?
No, so this is a test that the doctor has to order it, and it's ordered on the breast cancer itself. And so it typically, my institution, we order it after when the patient goes to surgery. We take, you know, we send a specimen out to California. So it's not something that the patient can order it themselves. The physician or the oncologist has to order it for you.
NoMatterMyAge.org is the place to go to get more information to find out what we've talked about some the right breast cancer treatment for you, no matter your age. We appreciate your time this morning, Doctor. And Jennifer, thanks for sharing your stories with us, too. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.